Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to honestly say to you that the white backlash is merely a new name for an old phenomenon. Not something that just came into being because shouts the black power, because Negroes engaged in riots and rough racism. Fact is, the California voted a single house to get out of existence before anybody shouted black power.
There comes the time.
Before anybody rioted and rocked.
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one, there are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. Pretending day by day, doesn't work somewhere in the change. We are a part of life's great big family, and truth, you know love is all we need.
Children. And I want to say this to you tonight. I have been studying, finding out we got to deal with black terrorists. And I ain't talking about going over to Egypt. I'm talking about right here in America. A group on the west side was getting ready to have a back-to-school picnic. Two young men came with pistols to shoot somebody, but the police caught them in the car with the gun. Stop the killing, save the babies. It's very important tonight for you to receive your healing. When I say healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit, that God will heal your body. Don't forget, tomorrow from 11 to 12, divine word from what God has said for you. Tonight, Psalm 22, I want you to read Isaiah 60, 2 and 3. I'm trying to tell you we're under a dark cloud, and this cloud has been holding on to us, and we have to overcome. I want to tell you, Dr. Gibson in Las Vegas, they had two floods there, and they need the water. Storms, and so we pray for the people lost their home. People lost their home by water, by flood, and by fire. We're praying tonight that God will bless you and do it over for you. We are still in the full moon. Water, they said, don't get in the water. Whip curve is moving, so like that. I want to say to you tonight, there's a divine word for you, and that word is God. And there's a divine way for you, and that way is God. And some of you don't believe that, but I want to say to you that God is the way. And I was telling the young lady, I said, you got to get ready for God to bless you. And I want to tell you, money is what you need, but you need a clear mind. You need to understand what can you do to help the brothers and sisters. Market property out, and all other stuff is out. I want you to stay focused tonight for your divine healing. When I say divine, directly from God. Can't nobody divine heal you but God. Can't no doctor do it. God, the only one can give you divine healing. And when God give you divine healing, he's going to do it.
Do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation, Savior?
I go to the rock.
I know.
God's glory is around.
I know.
My salvation.
I know.
My salvation.
I know.
I'm
gone.
tonight that is pointing to my left. Go to the rock. I want to tell you tonight, God's a great and everyone tonight that listen, every letter, every telephone call. Those that have called and said, Bishop, I want to break through, your breakthrough coming. I want to prophesy to you that we're getting ready to go into another phase of life. And I want to tell you, you have to focus. I want to say this here. We stop the killing, save the babies. I'm going to keep saying that. But I want to share some personal with you tonight that God is able to lift you out of what you mean. I was telling some people at a seminar earlier today, outside of the seminar, that God will, the earth will take in all of it, and the earth will keep it back out. When you see all this stuff, that this murder and this killing that's going on, the earth is cleansing it. The moon is cleaning the earth. I want you tonight, I see somebody tonight, the spirit, show me somebody tonight, just want to break with. And you're saying, Bishop, how long is it going to take? Glory, hallelujah. It's not going to take long. I'm going to pray for you. The woman, I'm going to pray for you. And I want to thank Bishop Ross for coming in the queue tonight. Henry, God bless you. I want to salute Mama Annie Bacon tonight of the Woodlawn Sisterhood. Mother Annie Ford Bacon, I want to salute her tonight. What she did, she took women out of Inglewood, Glendale, and over east. They didn't have nowhere to stay. Family put them out the house. She opened up a center called the Woodlawn Sisterhood. I salute her tonight for the outstanding work I said she did. And I salute you tonight for standing tall for God to bless you. I want to say this tonight. Whatever you need, God got it. Whatever you want, God got it. He's going to give it to you. Quick, you got to hold on to the horse. And I was talking about the terror. If you need some of my terrorists, you think about over the Middle East. We got black terrorists here in Chicago, Detroit, killing black on black. Where's the Ku Klux Klan at? Where's the Proud Boys at? They ain't got to do nothing. Blacks are killing each other, killing our young doctors, our lawyers, our professors. I have a cure for cancer. I have a cure for cataract. They're killing them in the community. So the police ain't got to do no killing. They killing. Called of evil. Wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. I'm gonna talk about the divine. I'm gonna give everybody a message, and I'm gonna give you the last part of your phone number. And as God give me that prophecy for you, and it's for you, as I speak to you, I say, I have an ancestor. I'm looking at us and where we're going to the next level. I see a fire, and this fire is not a window. This is going to happen. I see a big patch in the ship turning over or something happening to it. That's happening. The Spirit is showing me flood where there's never been flooding. It's never flooded in Las Vegas, in the desert. It's happening. Low places. In California, you're going to be flooded. And after that, mudslides coming. And I want to say this to you tonight, all year long. But I want to thank you, Sister Geneva. Sister Geneva came over, and we had a lengthy conversation. And I want to thank Brother Jill, too. Everybody's in the can't go out of the house at night to get a loaf of bread. Get milk for your children because you got other children out there with gone. Girl taking a drive test. And the boy standing close to her shooting over the car and shot the young lady in her ear. The violence got to stop with God. God's going to stop it. He's going to shut it down. And when God shut it down, he's down and it can't open back up. But tonight, I want to prophesy. Let me see where I'm at. I'm very shortly. I was looking on TV where Bill Winston was praying in Detroit. I was in Detroit praying last month. Then I got to go to Minnesota and pray. I'm going over to Louisiana and Algeria to pray. We got to take this word of God all over the world. You got to be a part of the nation. You know, if you got to need your plant a seed, every dollar counts when you're on the road going. But I want to pray. Somebody is distressed. Somebody got problems. We all got problems. But we have to work through our problems with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God said, all is well. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God is calling you tonight to give us a clear path. Call on you, God, to bless us with a new home, set free. Father, we ask you, Father God, to open up a new job. Let the river may come through. I say, God, we ask you, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. God, we ask you to find healing right now. Let your word heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. God, we need you in our home. We need you driving along the house. We need you because evil men, evil women turn their back against the will of God. God, we need you tonight. We need you to come in, let go, and let God. It's a lot of things being cleared up, and it's got to be cleared by the power of glory of the Holy Ghost. And when God told Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, down the world. And then I want Moses seen the burning bush. Moses was 40 years old. He was 40 years old when he left Egypt. When he got to Mount Sinai, he was 40 years old. That's 80 years old. God used him 80 years old. He didn't stop running from y'all. I'm too old. I want to retire. You can't retire from God. You can't hide. You can't retire. God knows your heart. God knows your thoughts. God knows what you need. And I'm praying tonight for a divine healing for you. I'm praying tonight that God will open up a door. What door do I need to open up? God has already gave you assignment. You are not on the assignment. When you get on the assignment, all doors are open up. And I want to go to 93. I got one word for you. Psalms 100. Don't stop being good. Just minister to them so much when you come. Say, well, we don't want him to come because he's by God. Tell you the door, the open door for you. Trying to make it to the next level. God is ready to change you to the next level. I'm talking to you, 4019. All that you ask God for, God's going to give it to you. And you say, well, Bishop, so slow. Wait on God, and he'll do the rest. Don't let nobody tell you that God is going to deliver you to the next level. Hold on. Let God deliver you.
my share.
I want to tell you tonight, part of our problem is we have not begin to love, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We begin to reach out and love. We got to reach out and love our sisters and brothers. We have to reach out and love wherever we at tonight. I want to tell you from the chart, 38, God have already gave you wisdom to move to the next level in your business. Don't let nothing stop you. You know, well, I ain't got no money. If you ask God, God will give you money. Because let me give you an example. It was the will of a woman that had two, okay. Prophet came, but she's going to eat it and die. Prophet to give it to him. She obeyed the prophet. Meal came from the bottom. The grease to me came. For two full years, they have famine, but they were fed from heaven. As we began to go into the holiday, into school, pray for our teachers, our doctors, and our lawyers, because it seems like there's already some things you can feel in the atmosphere. And you got to stay focused for God to do something for you. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. God, somebody meet you tonight. Or God, somebody at the hospital with their daughter, with their son, with their mother, with their husband. God, we ask you to let your army surround them and bless going in, coming out. In the mighty name of the Almighty God. I don't got much to be a thought. I'm just throwing them away. And you have graduated. And you can see the divine healing. The divine healing from God. And when God says you heal, you heal. When God says you free indeed. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel that even as the moon rises and sets, God is telling our people, begin a love fest. Begin a fest on Saturday, a great fire burning. And God in California, Denver, somewhere, I just picked the odor up of the fire. That's it. So I want to tell you tonight, all is well. And I want you to get ready for God to break covenant for you. And I was telling Reverend Sampson, who was ordained by Martin Luther King, very brilliant, we need to have a place called Dr. King Place. And we're working on that. Where every door closed will be opened up. I'm praying right now for this young man that's been crossed up and messed up and he called. I'm praying for him. But I'm praying for all of you, but some of you need special care, special attention. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God, we ask you to touch every man, every boy, every girl. God, we ask you right now to loose up the stronghold of the devil. Give us reparation and give us breakthrough. You lock jaw of the lion and he couldn't eat Daniel. Meshach and Abednego, the fire got hot. But I want to tell you, they come out with nothing on. God's able to fix something for you right now if you let go and let God. God is able to touch you. Divine healing. I'm praying for somebody healing in their throat. I don't know what that is. Somebody in their back on the right side. And then I see somebody right now. God is showing me that you're going to receive your healing. And it's going to come quick, fast, and in her. In the name of Jesus. proclaim these blessings to be true. Proclaim these blessings to be from the Almighty God. And we want this God, amen, of God's victory to harbor seed to the next level. That promotion on the floor. And anytime you got something on the floor, a lot of churches are bringing out. God bless you tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Get ready for God to do something special. Don't forget divine word. I'm praying for you, Sherry. Pearl, I think I gave you that scripture, Pearl. I want to tell you, we're praying for Dr. Christian. I just found out what you was at. And I had one of R. Kelly friends called me and said, Bishop, don't forget to pray for R. Kelly. It seemed like lots going on. And now they really have a case. So what I'm telling you, you can't give up. You got to stay full developed. You got to stay waiting on God to give us all that the devil stole. We want God to restore it. And God will restore it. Get ready.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record.
I want you to lean on God, trust God for divine healing right now. Since this, you know, I told you to set up water, and I want you to set a glass of water by your bedside. And when you call me back, I'll tell you what to do with it. Some of you don't call me back. But set up a glass of water from your bedside. God just gave me that revelation. And I want to tell you that God is able. Now, I want you on Saturdays to be involved with our divine healing, be involved with our deliverance, be involved in breakthrough. God going to heal that cancer. God going to heal that tumor, that cataract, that troubled mind. God going to heal it. I know He will. I know He can. People have drug addiction. God, He...
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
So whatever problem you've got, just let it go.
And give it to God. He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
I've seen Him do it.
He just delivered my friend's mother from a 30-year drug addiction.
surgery, and they told her she would have to have radical chemotherapy to get completely healed. Oh, but we started to pray. She never had chemo, never had radiation, and 7 years later, she's cancer-free. You can't tell me God doesn't want miracles.
Hey,
better day.
families and the land confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. And I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up. And wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. Another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we are going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. The Bible demands that we grapple with them. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace, but now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today. Also in the human rights revolution, if something isn't done and done in a hurry to bring the colored peoples of the world out of their long years of poverty, their long years of hurt and neglect, the whole world is doomed. I'm just happy that God has allowed me to live in this period to see what is unfolding. And I'm happy that he's allowed me to be in Memphis. I can remember when Negroes were just going around, as Ralph has said so often, scratching where they didn't itch and laughing when they were not tickled. But that day is all over. We mean business now, and we are determined to gain our rightful place in God's world. And that's all this whole thing is about. We aren't engaged in any negative protests and in any negative arguments with anybody. We are saying that we are determined to be men. We are determined to be people. We are saying, that we are God's children. And if we are God's children, we don't have to live like we are forced to live. Now, what does all of this mean in this great period of history? It means that we've got to stay together.
Hey, everybody. This is Brother Calvin. This edition of Trillion Dollar Flow. We're going to go into Ponzi schemes. Ponzi schemes and financial scams.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. you know, they try to say that our traditional gospel music is about to be a thing of the past. But you know what I tell them? I said, you get in trouble, you're going to have to go back to the same old music. If you walk in the doctor's office and he tell you you got 6 months to live, the hip-hop ain't going to help you. You're going to have to fall down on your knees every now and then and say, I need, help me say, the old.
Get the strength to speak today. I will not even begin to try and